Josh Waitzkin's journey begins in Washington Square Park, where at 6 years old, he discovered chess by challenging an old man who prophetically wrote his name down, saying, "I'm going to read about you someday." The park became his second classroom, filled with colorful characters, alcoholics, homeless geniuses, gamblers, who taught him psychological warfare and devastating attacks. When chess master Bruce Pandolfini approached Josh's parents, a pivotal relationship formed. Unlike many instructors who force students into cookie-cutter molds, Bruce acted as a guide, slowing Josh down by asking questions rather than dictating moves. This classical training complemented Josh's street-tough competition experience, creating a powerful foundation. His parents wisely kept him from tournaments for a year, allowing his relationship with chess to develop around learning and passion before competition. When he finally competed after turning 7, the games felt natural. Other children crumbled under pressure, while Josh thrived in complexity, quickly becoming the highest-ranked player for his age. What separates those who achieve excellence from those who fall short? The answer lies in how we approach learning itself. Developmental psychologist Carol Dweck distinguishes between entity theorists who see intelligence as fixed, "I am smart at this," and incremental theorists who believe abilities can be developed through effort, "I got it because I worked hard." When faced with challenges, entity theorists tend to quit, while learning theorists rise to difficulties. In one revealing study, children solved easy math problems, then faced impossibly difficult ones, before returning to easy problems. Learning theorists maintained enthusiasm throughout, while entity theorists became dismayed and subsequently struggled even with the easy problems. Surprisingly, some of the brightest children prove most vulnerable to this helplessness, needing to maintain perfectionist images easily shattered by failure. These mindsets often stem from subtle differences in parental feedback, praise for innate ability versus praise for effort and process. The key to pursuing excellence is embracing an organic, long-term learning process rather than static mediocrity. Growth typically comes at the expense of comfort. Like a hermit crab outgrowing its shell, we must venture into vulnerability to find new protection. At 16, during the World Junior Chess Championship in India, Waitzkin entered a profound state of consciousness. After 20 minutes of deep concentration, his mind merged with the game, moving through complexities with intuitive clarity. Time and self-awareness dissolved into pure presence, so complete that when an earthquake struck, he remained seated while others fled. This experience led him to study performance psychology and the soft zone, a resilient state combining relaxation with intense internal focus. Unlike the rigid hard zone that fights distractions, the soft zone integrates disruptions into creative focus, like grass bending in a storm. As a chess coach, Waitzkin taught practical techniques for breaking negative spirals, deep breathing, cold water splashes, or quick sprints to reset focus. He emphasized that initial mistakes rarely doom performance. It's the cascade of compounding errors that proves devastating. Success lies in riding psychological waves and returning to presence when clarity fades. As America's youngest international master at 16, Waitzkin found fame through searching for Bobby Fischer. Challenging, it pushed him to play for others' expectations rather than passion. Training with a Russian grandmaster forced him into an uncomfortably conservative style. After deferring Columbia, he retreated to a small Slovenian village where he developed a unique study method, deeply analyzing 4 or 5 critical tournament positions, sometimes spending 30 hours on a single one. He discovered his chess errors mirrored life patterns, both centered around transitions. In 1998, Waitzkin discovered William C.C. Chen's Tai Chi studio, where the meditative movements offered relief from years of chess-induced tension. Through Tai Chi, he learned bodily relaxation, and when Chen invited him to push hands practice in 1999, it marked the beginning of a new chapter. Push hands classes revealed a new dimension of Tai Chi. maintaining relaxation under pressure while blending with an opponent's energy. In his first session, Chen controlled Weight Skin effortlessly, alternating between immovable strength and cloud-like fluidity. Weight Skin embraced investment in loss, Chen's term for surrendering to the learning process without reverting to old habits. Advanced students, especially Evan, a tall karate black belt, dominated him for months. Then breakthrough came. As Weight Skin released his fear and relaxed, time seemed to slow. He began sensing attacks before they started, reading intention and moving preemptively. Throughout his competitive career, beginner's mind and investment in loss became core principles. Growth requires breaking down one's game and accepting vulnerability, even when others expect peak performance. Great performers willingly accept setbacks while developing, like Michael Jordan, who missed more game-losing shots than anyone but also made the most game winners. His greatness stemmed not from perfection, but from consistently risking failure. Weight Skin advocates diving deep into fundamentals rather than pursuing surface-level breadth. In our stimulation-addicted culture, we often skim life's surface instead of exploring its depths. While many martial arts schools teach numerous forms superficially, Weight Skin spent hours perfecting single movements to discover subtle internal sensations. His making smaller circles principle involves condensing techniques while preserving their essence, maximizing potency through refinement. When developing his straight punch, he first practiced slowly to eliminate tension, treating his body as an electrical conduit from ground to fingertips. Through patient practice, he learned to deliver powerful strikes with minimal movement. This depth-focused approach led him to win his first Push Hands National Championship after just 2 years, prevailing over opponents with larger but less refined repertoires. In competition, victory comes from better-honed fundamentals, not flashy techniques. Depth trumps breadth because it unlocks our hidden potential. Taiwan's Chung Hua Cup World Championships introduced Weight Skin to elite fighters trained since childhood. After a decisive defeat in 2000 and a semifinal loss to Chen Zhe Chang in 2002, he transformed his approach. He studied competitors meticulously, developing the Anaconda style, a defensive technique capitalizing on opponents' mistakes while training with Dan Caulfield, who mimicked Chen's aggressive methods. At the 2004 championships, Weight Skin won fixed step and orchestrated a remarkable moving step finale against Buffalo. Down 2-0 with a minute left, he feigned exhaustion before executing a powerful throw, tying the score in the final seconds to share the championship title. The experience revealed that mastery emerges from facing unfamiliar challenges under pressure, not from perfection, but from developing a unique approach that enables creativity in chaos.